Hey Diva Nation, today's episode we're filming at one of Columbus's favorite breweries and smokehouses, Smokehouse Brewing. I'm here for a girls' weekend and we stroll down Memory Hill and remember that beer. Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned. Beer Diva, Beer Diva. Welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the dull American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and today we are on location at one of Columbus's favorite breweries, Smokehouse Brewing. Not only do they brew some fine beverages, which we're going to partake in a couple of minutes, but they also have their own smokehouse and they do all kinds of different types of meat. They've got the chicken and the brisket and the ribs and the pork. If you're in the mood for some fine tasty beverages as well as some smoked meats, when you're in Columbus, going to a game, doing whatever in Columbus, come down and visit Smokehouse Brewing. You won't be disappointed. I've been hitting this trio over here of all kinds of sliders, and the smoked meats are fantastic. So we're gonna get started with my favorite part of the show, beer reviews. It's beer review time. All right, the first beer we're gonna try, it's called Doxy, and it is a Kolsch. And a Kolsch is from Cologne, Germany. That's the style of beer that it is. And it's a little less bitter and a little lower in alcohol than, let's say, a Pilsner, but very similar. So this is called Doxy. And right away, you can see nice, kind of strawish color. Lots of effervescence. It's got that malty, not very hoppy, malt consistency. I can smell it. Very bright, very refreshing. Let's take a try. Wow, it has got a very light citrusy kick that kind of floats over your tongue as soon as you put it in your mouth. It's got a little bit of that peppery type of taste, little dry finish at the end. Wow, this is remarkable. We're doing great, thank you. Real dry finish, kind of lingers on your tongue just a little bit, but wow, the ABV on this is 4.5%. So very light, refreshing, a great summertime beer. That is my kind of beverage there. So my rating for the Doxy Kolsch here at Smokehouse Brewing is 8.9. It is outstanding. Very light, very refreshing. I would definitely come back for one of those. Wow, that is outstanding. So, doing a little bit of a different dive, the next one that we're gonna try is called the Czech Please. It's a Bohemian Pilsner. And a Pilsner is from the Czech Republic, from the town of Pilsen. So the difference between a Pilsner here and the first one we try, which is the Kolsch, is the Kolsch is an ale. So they're brewed a little differently, where the Pilsner is actually a lager. So the lager is going to be at a lower, colder temperature than the ale is going to be. The ales usually are a little bit easier to brew because the temperature, the yeast in that it's not as hard to ferment. So anyway, right away, the color on there, the Czech one is just a little bit darker, almost amberish in color. Same thing, a lot of effervescence. Let's take a sniff. Very malty, not a lot of hops at all. I don't foresee this being very bitter at all. All right, let's take a try. Oh yeah, baby. Definitely a difference between these two. This one was a little more citrusy, peppery. This one's definitely more of a lager taste. You still get that bite and that dry finish that a Pilsner is known for. Delicious, delicious. The ABV on this is 4.6%. So again, real light, summertime kind of beverage. You're mowing the lawn, you're out with friends, playing cornhole, you know, whatever. Excellent, excellent beer. So my rating for the Czech Please Bohemian Pilsner is 9.1. You know me, I am a lager girl through and through, and I love a good Pilsner. And this thing, so good. So good, classic Pilsner flavor. Definitely one of my favorites. These guys know how to brew some beer. And the difference between them is classic. They definitely know how to control their ingredients. Awesome. So the next one we're gonna try is called the Hoptopus. Say that three times. Hoptopus, Hoptopus, Hoptopus. It is a pale wheat ale. The ABV on that's 5.8%. Now you can see darker amber color. Kind of reminds me of a maybe New Belgium Fat Tire, which I had the other night, and that's one of my favorites. Sorry, I'm dripping all over the place. Let's give it a whiff. So I can definitely smell the hops, but it's not a citrusy hops. It's more like a earthy, woodsy hops, which you would think of in a like an amberish kind of lager, right? But this is an ale. This is a wheat ale. All right, let's give it a try. Wow, not as strong as what I thought. The aroma hops are definitely stronger than the flavor hops. A little bit dry at the end, just like your Pilsner was. Swish around here for a second. Very light, has that like Pilsner dry finish. Kind of tastes a little watered down to me. But definitely something, you know, with 5.8%, you know, definitely something that you could, drink while you're just hanging out. You could drink it all night if you're hanging in a bar, whatever. So my rating for the Hoptopus Pale Wheat Ale is 8.2. Yeah, kind of tastes a little weak to me. Compared to these other two, it just tastes a little watered down. So that's not one that I would definitely drink again. So the last one we're gonna try is called the Common House Scarlet. And it is a cherry Berliner Weiss. So we're going a little bit of the sourish here. ABV on this is 4.5%. So as you can see, definitely reddish color, scarlet color. Let's take a sniff. Smells real winey. A little bit tartish, but definitely winey. All right, let's take a try. Definitely tastes winey. If you like the good old Bartles and James wine coolers, but minus the sweetness, because it's very tart, very Gosa-like, this is your go-to. And it is tart cherry. You know, cherries are very good for inflammation. So you know what? Trying to get the old guns working today. Try one of these common house scarlets, right? Definitely lingers on the back of your tongue, the aftertaste. Very tart cherry. If you like tart cherry juice, any kind of cherry, this is your go-to. A little winey. Excellent though. Definitely tastes more of a Gosa than necessarily a Berliner Weiss. I'm not sure if they categorize this incorrectly, but that's what it tastes like to me. It's more of a Gosa than a Berliner. So maybe they used similar ingredients as a Berliner Weiss, but definitely tastes like a Gosa to me. And very, very tart. I'd say one of the tartest ones I've ever had, okay? So if you like those tart Sour Patch Kids or whatever, this is your kind of drink, okay? So my rating for the Common House Scarlet Cherry Berliner Weiss is 8.5. It was good. I liked it. Next up, remember that beer. Welcome back, and we're gonna go down that road of nostalgia with Remember That Beer. So this weekend, I'm here in Columbus, Ohio with a few of my college sorority sisters who I'm gonna meet up with here later today. Go Alpha Chi. So Lady Faye, who was also part of that group, she couldn't be here, but I wanted to do a little nostalgia on the show on this segment. The Beer Divas were really started in college. Beer was cheap and ever-flowing back then. Of course, we drank the cheapy beers like Natural Light and Milwaukee's Best. In grad school, we thought we were sophisticated when we upgraded to Bud Light. I really became a beer connoisseur when the craft beer scene became more popular around the late 1990s. Our fraternity house in grad school had Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat on tap, and I just loved it. After grad school, I started to hone in on my love of craft beer and haven't looked back since. So this weekend, grab a cold beer, look at some old college photos, and remember the fun you had with your friends drinking during those old fraternity parties, sporting events, and dorm get-togethers. During it all, beer made it happen. And next up, beer quiz. It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time. All right, let's get busy with some quiz questions. Question number one. Beer is the second most popular beverage in the world, second only to what? Is it A, tea? Is it B, coffee? Or is it C, soda? And the answer is A, tea. 12.3 billion gallons of tea are drank per year all around the world. Beer is half of that at 6.4 3.3 billion gallons. I actually thought it was coffee, but it's tea. And I think the Chinese have a lot to do with that, since they are, you know, their population's over a billion. So I think the China government is responsible for tea being the most drank beverage in the world. All right, next up, question number two. All right, question number two. A beer lover is called A, hypophile, B, nyctophile, or C, cerevisophile. I know, easy for me to say, right? And the answer is C, cerevisophile. So cerevisophile. So the hippophile is a lover of horses, and the nyctophile is a lover of darkness or night. So see, you're learning all kinds of scientific things here on the Beer Diva Show. I know, it's so awesome. Question number three. What type of beer has the highest alcohol content? Is it A, a Kolsch, just like the first one that we drank? Is it B, a stout? Or is it C, a Pilsner, which is the second one that we tried? And the answer is B, stout. So they both can range in the same area between 4% and 7%, but the stouts can go all the way up to 10. So the stouts win. It just depends on, you know, how they're making it and how strong they're making it. So anyway, they can go all the way up to 10 or above. So that's it for the show. Thank you, Smokehouse Brewing, for not only providing these tasty beverages today, but also filling my belly with some yummy smoked treats. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell notification so you don't miss any episodes. Make sure you grab a friend this weekend and go out, remember the good old days from college or high school or whenever. Grab a beer and remember those days. Why? Because you deserve it. And remember, don't worry, be happy!